Welcome everyone to the WMB podcast. I am here with Jeff. Jeff is our lead pastor here at WMB. And Jeff, why don't you just introduce yourself, and just share a bit about who you are and what you do here.
Yeah, so I'm the lead pastor here at WMB. Married to Carrie. I've got three young adult children, 20, 23, and 24. So they're all either in university or out of university.
Yeah. Cool. And you've been here now for about 2.5 years. We actually started a week apart, which is kind of crazy.
Right. So yeah, you got a week on.
I have a week on him, yeah. So I'm really the veteran around here.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Seniority. Yeah, exactly. Seniority. So if you need any wisdom about how things work around here, you can come visit me.
Talk to Derek.
Talk to me. No, that's great. One question I've been asking every single person, and I want to ask you as well. What are some things that make you feel fully alive, both as a human and as a pastor?
Oh, wow. So what makes me feel fully alive? I mean, as a human, family, friends, relationships, seeing God impacting all of those things. So it's kind of married together, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit pastoral, a little bit human, but, and just seeing how God works through family, watching my young adult kids grow up and turn out to be great young people. You know, there was times where I was a little worried, but, and maturing, even in our marriage with me and Carrie, and, that gets me pretty excited to kind of see that and reflect on the past and get excited about the future. Mm-hmm. I get pretty jazzed about a good Leafs game, but good is sometimes hard to find.
But I
like sports. And
hopefully the second round doesn't make you feel fully alive, or else you wouldn't feel fully alive that often.
We have a really low bar.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a really low bar. So
that's great. Yeah, no, I think it's always cool too, because like sometimes when people see the lead pastor or even just someone who preaches all the time, we sometimes almost forget like the person behind that, right? So it's always just cool to hear a little bit about what makes you just tick as a person.
Yeah, for sure. I'm kind of boring.
Yeah.
like when people talk about the government watching us, I'm like, they must be real bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they wouldn't see me venture too far from Elmira, Elmira to Waterloo and back. And
if the government likes watching people tinker around in their garage, they got a great show where they watch you.
Follow me all you want. Yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm pretty simple. I love to read. Yeah. I love to be curious about things, that curiosity takes me places that's interesting at times.
Totally. What are some cool things you've been reading lately? maybe hasn't been reading.
Yeah, no. I've definitely been reading. I mean, to be honest, a lot of reading that I've been doing is kind of connected to some of the visioning work that we've been doing, and some of the results in our culture of what's happened post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, the results of kind of, we're starting to get some deeper understanding of what COVID actually created longer term.
And some statistics too.
Yeah. And sort of how have some of those things affected the big C church, so the church across the world, as well as the local church, even here at WMB. And so I've been digging into quite a bit of that. There's a Canadian author, Daniel Im, who recently released a book on, kind of a post everything, what's kind of happening in the Canadian church specifically. We get a lot of information from the US, but it's not all that great for us because it's so different. Right?
Well, I mean, there's multiple people who have said that the US or Canada really is like 10 years ahead of the U.S.
Yeah, completely,
at least in terms of where the church is going. Yeah. Right?
We track more with the U.K. and with Australia and things like that. So that's been really, really fascinating reading, digging into some of that stuff, some of the cultural trends that are happening today. We just spent time in the Book of Colossians, and so I've been digging into that pretty deep, and then actually exploring some stuff out of Romans and things like that for some future things that we're working on. So that's kind of some of the stuff I've been reading.
Yeah, that's past great.
My time on holidays.
I took a class on Romans, and I remember taking that class, and then at the end of the class being like, I feel like I understand Romans less than when yes. I took the class.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
There's just so yeah. much yeah. there, right? So yeah. much stuff to unpack. Yeah. I just when you think you're getting it, you're like, oh, yeah, well.
Completely. Yeah. You know, the more educated I've gotten, the more I realize I'm not smart at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's, yeah, yeah. But I think being curious is important.
Yeah.
And, you know, stepping back and asking why questions.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Why does Jesus say that? Why does the church react that way? Why do we behave the way that we do and fight about the things we fight about? And,
yeah.
And unite it around the things that we do. And then how does all of that interconnect with the culture and this post-COVID narrative? Like, you can't call a buddy and say, you know, last time you led through a pandemic, what did you do? Because this is my first one, right? And so this is pretty new stuff for all yeah. churches.
Just now taking a bit of a turn to specifically, like I said, this is our visioning podcast. This yeah. is the last episode in the series. And we're wrapping up the podcast. But really, this is something that's going to be going long term for our churches. Yeah. And when that's something that I've said in an earlier episode is we're always really in a season of visioning yes. in some sense, yes. right? We should always be yeah. visioning.
Always.
But for you, what really brought on this specific season and the specific call for us to enter this time of visioning? Like what brought on that calling?
So some of it is what I just talked about, right? The being in a post-COVID world, our vision is pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. And WMB is a very different church. It yep. just, it looks different. There's different people. It's, you know, there's been shifts in leadership and just kind of how we do certain things. So that really sparked, you know, some deeper questions. Why do we do things the way we do? Is it effective? Is it honoring to manifest God's kingdom? You know, is WMB manifesting God's kingdom here on earth? Mm-hmm. Because that's our ultimate goal, right? Is to, we're invited into that kingdom living and that kingdom life. And, yeah. And so, you know, vision, like you're right, we should always be visioning, always be open and willing to shift and change as the Lord guides and points us, as the Holy Spirit leads us. And so I just felt like it was a season that we needed to take a step back and go, okay, Lord, like yeah. what do you have for WMB next? What direction do you want us to go? It isn't, this is going to sound weird, but like, it's not rocket science, which is ironic because we probably have rocket scientists
yeah.
in the congregation, but, or engineers or something, but, yeah. but it isn't, as complex as we often make it. The Bible does lay out some basic, you know, practices and structures of, mm-hmm. of this is what a church does. This is what a church is called to do. We just need to really be asking and seeking the Spirit in what that looks like for us.
Yeah.
And then how we go about living that out as a church, how we Absolutely. Become disciples that make disciples.
Yeah. And like, yeah. so there's going to be different points in the life of a church where certain seasons, I think right now we're in a time of visioning, but we're also just in a time of like calling our church back to what we believe the scriptures teach
right.
the church to be, right? So yeah. There's definitely that aspect. And then, so we should always be reassessing where we're at on yeah, that, completely. On that. But yeah. then also, like you just said, in our time, in our place, what does this look
yeah.
like?
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. that's good.
Yeah.
And one other aspect of this, we've been doing the podcast. We did 2 vision nights.
Yeah.
So those went really well. Thank you to everyone who attended those.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Just to be together, worship together, yeah. And hear from one another.
Yeah.
We've also been working through as a pastoral team, as a staff team. You've been working with the board.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but churches have leadership boards, including our church, yeah, which help yeah. lead the church. Actually, not everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just think you're the top dog.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah we have structures.
We have things
in place. We have charitable laws that we need yeah. to function under. But most of all, we have a group of leaders who have been put into place that really just want to see, put into place by the congregation, who really just want to see the church thrive.
Yeah.
And move closer to Jesus all the
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And so we have a great group of staff and leaders. And thanks for all the work that you did mm-hmm. On the vision nights and these podcasts and the things that you've been doing. I really value the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, when we were looking at how do we go about doing this, and And we brought somebody in to have some conversations with us, to ask some good questions. You know, it was like, we need to include the body in this.
We didn't just want to be a bunch of pastors in the room.
Exactly.
Making the decisions, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because what do I know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I live in Elmira and drive to Waterloo and watch Leafs games.
Yeah. You know?
So yeah. And I really value that. I value the body of Christ and how the many parts function. Yeah. And God's given us everything we need as WMB. We already have it. And we just need to offer space for all of that to function, for those parts to function. So it was awesome to come together, spend some time in worship, spend some time in prayer, to be really seeking God's guidance through His Spirit, and to hear how the Lord's speaking to the people of our church, to the body of Christ, because He doesn't just speak to us leaders.
Right. No, absolutely. And we all have that role to play, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it was one of the things I think was beautiful about the Vision Nights, is everyone had a voice there, which is really cool to see. And we're better together.
Yeah.
We've been in this season, and we've been listening, we've been discerning. And now we're going to be kind of shifting a little bit and starting to put some of the stuff into place.
Yeah.
And so just now coming out of that season, what do we take from that? What are some things we're going to start touching down into, and maybe just give us a bit of a preview to the fall?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give you too much.
Yeah, don't give us too much, but just give us like a sneak peek.
I think this is the fun part.
Yeah.
So gathering all of the listening information, the things that people have heard through prayer and gathering, the brainstorming and all of that kind of stuff, and then praying over all of that to now, how do we bring all of this together to kind of, formulate, so to speak, a structure of what this vision can look like. And we wanted to use a lot of the good work that's been done in the past, too. So it doesn't mean that it's like all thrown out. It's like, no, reflect on things of the past and how God spoke into those things. And just asking, is there a shift?
Yeah.
Is there something new? And so the big shift that I really sensed a theme of, even in the vision nights and things like that, and with the staff team, and it doesn't seem like a big shift, but it actually is this being the local church, like really genuinely living into being the local church. And we've kind of defined that through the lens of community, of neighbor, and embracing those in our lives. And so really digging into caring about the community around us. Specifically, God's placed us, we're gifted with two separate locations with facilities, and the Lord's placed us in those neighborhoods, and so we need to engage with those neighborhoods. People come to our church from all over the place, but missionally speaking, we really want to live into our local neighborhood. And then also being kind of missional apprentices or missional disciples.
Yes.
That's the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just disciples, but missional disciples, living faith in the workplace. And so that's the embrace, is connecting with those that are in your life and welcoming them into, or inviting them into, the kingdom of God. So that's a big piece of the puzzle of, like, how do we then go about living into that as a church? And then looking at the book of Acts and kind of going, because I really believe that the book of Acts right now is more relevant to us culturally. Mm-hmm. They were in a pagan society, and people have heard me say this, but I believe that we've shifted out of secularism and into paganism again, and that our culture functions in a more pagan way. It's just a new version of it. They call that neo-paganism. So now we're in this sort of neo-paganistic world, which actually is very similar to the world that the Apostle Paul was navigating and the early church was navigating. And so when you start to dig into those kinds of things, the book of Acts gives us some really deep insight into the complicated things that the early church was navigating that we too are navigating. And so there's some straightforward things that we're going to be teaching on in the month of September that I think will help us develop what they call our ecclesiology, our understanding of what it is to be the church, what it is that God's called the church to be in a broken world. And so we're going to explore some of that stuff to figure out what does it mean to be the local church. And then how does WMB Waterloo live that out? And then how does WMB Kitchener live that out? Because a key phrase that has been a shift is that we're one church, but two unique local expressions. And I think that's a really important shift as well. We will be different. Kitchener will be serving its neighborhood differently and functioning differently, and Waterloo the same. It'll be different. It'll look different. And I think that's exactly where God's taking us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that's great. And I think, too, one thing that we can both, you and I can affirm, and I think just all of this kind of points to, we're not making more programs to make this happen, right?
No.
Sometimes when we enter a season of visioning, we're just like, oh, what's going to be this new program we're going to run, or what's going to be this new ministry we're going to run?
Yeah.
We're not out here to run new programs, new ministries, but actually somewhat the opposite. Being like, all right, how can we call people to that missional disciple idea is key there, right?
Yeah.
And a missional disciple is also someone that is engaging as a disciple in where life is taking them, in the workplace, family, friends, right?
Yeah.
And then your neighborhood as well.
Yeah.
And then for us as a church, being like, okay, we have this neighborhood right around us. How might God be calling us into our neighborhood?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's pretty profound and pretty impactful.
Yeah.
And I think too, like, one thing too, as we look towards the fall, recognizing that it doesn't mean we're just going to have this grand plan.
Yeah.
That, like, if you're looking for the grand plan, if you're looking for like this grand plan where we have all the questions figured out and all the answers, I'm sorry, we're just not going to have this like grand plan, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But what we are saying is, okay, we're taking a step back. What does it mean to be the local church?
Yeah.
And part of this is going to be a continual seeking out where God's leading, because especially in terms of some of those specifics, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about childcare in Waterloo. Yeah. Well, that's going to be something we're going to continue to seek out over the next period of time. We've talked about different things engaging with street-involved people in our Kitchener church, right? So that's something we're going to continue to do, Alpha, all those different things.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's kind of cool is we're just going to be able to see throughout the life of the church different things come together.
Yeah.
But our first thing we want to do is just call people back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Call people back.
Yeah, to into being the church, right? That's what I'm excited about in September, because we're going to explore our view of the church through the lens of what Scripture tells us it is, right? And so that's fun to do together, right? Like, what is WMB as one of God's churches, right? Mm-hmm. And why is there a church across the road from us? And why is there a church down the road from us? We all play a unique role in God's kingdom. And so what is that, right? How has God gifted us? A lot of that is about the body, right? And so how has God gifted WMB? And we need to begin to then live into those giftings. And so really calling the people to engage in the life of the church, in our local community, in our local neighborhood, and abroad.
Absolutely.
And embrace it. Like, when I say abroad, yes, overseas and across the world, but also like where we live, where we work.
Absolutely.
You know, the lineup and Tim Hortons, all of those.
Discipleship doesn't stay within these doors, right?
That's right.
But it's a life, life discipleship.
Yeah. And then how do we pass all that? How do we do that with our kids?
Yeah.
How do we do that? You know, the next generation, right? There's been some massive generational gaps over the past 20 years of different, very distinctly different generations. And they're all sitting in the room.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a little lopsided.
Yeah.
And
totally.
So how do we make some changes to be able to bring some, you know, reach the next generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And within those new challenges.
Yeah, build
and
leaders.
But also opportunities. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So Jeff, one other question I've been asking everyone, this will be our last question for this series, is it's 2030. What are some dreams you have for our church?
Am I still alive in 2030?
I hope so.
Yeah. You never know.
I mean, Lord willing.
Yeah, 2030. This is going to sound very pastor.
Yeah.
But I would, like, 2030, if we could be the church that God's called us to be, have clarity in that, and really be living in the kingdom of God, you know, which is very countercultural, which is very different than the world around us, that we could be a community where no one's lonely. mm. where no one has a need. You know, every need is met. Kind of the way the Acts 2 shapes it, right? And we'll be talking about that in September. But where you're seeing lives transformed in radical ways, you know, the work of the Spirit in people's lives, generation after generation. So in the young people, middle age, and seniors, that everybody's active in the life.
Everyone has a place at that table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're interacting with one another.
Yeah.
And generations are passing wisdom on to other generations but also listening to the younger generations. And to me, by 2030, that could be such a beautiful thing, where WMB is that place where you'll never be lonely, mm. where Jesus is evidently present, where when you walk into a worship service, it's just obvious the transformation that's happened in everybody's life.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely something. All right. Well, Jeff, thank you for joining me for this discussion. Join us for this discussion.
Anytime.
Yeah. And thank you everyone for engaging with this podcast. It's been so encouraging to hear so many engaging and just really enjoying hearing from different people. I will say this is something we hope to do in the future and even expand beyond our pastoral team and staff team and
totally,
just be hearing stories and using something like a podcast could be a cool way to do that. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And you can also always see our sermons on our podcast until then. Yeah. So continue to check that out. Thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. See you.